Hi, Professor, I can't hear you. Is there no volume?
Hey.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I didn't realize I had remembered that I had muted myself. Okay, I guess I'll just step back for just a second. And thank you very much. If I didn't have anyone online, I would be redoing this a second time.
That would be terrible.
And I have done that, actually. I finished the whole thing and then realized, oh, nobody heard a word that I said. So I guess I need to do it again.
Well, the beauty of that is it would be better the second time around in case you realize you forgot something.
Probably it's probably going to be shorter, right? Because I need to get it over with.
That's funny.
Yeah. Anyway. Excuse me. All right. So thanks to Julie, she just saved me from another 45 minutes worth of material here that I probably was going to have to redo if I was by myself. So I'm glad that she's here to keep me accountable if she can hear me. There are times it's forgetting to record. This time it was forgetting to unmute myself. So what I was saying is we have, you already delivered, at least I'm hoping all of you did, delivered an impromptu speech using the voicemail where you called and spoke for a minute or 2 minutes, I think. We didn't have a live audience for this. This was a recording and you just had to speak. Obviously, there are still considerations that you had to make in terms of voice volume, enunciation, and all of that, so that you could be your recording can be heard. But this coming memorization, obviously, it's sample is something you memorize and you deliver it. We'll talk a little bit about the problems in a minute that often associated with memorization, but so you're going to be having a live audience. And this is where there is a chance where you may be apprehensive because you would be speaking in front of people. If you have been doing that for a while, then it may be just another opportunity for you to do it again. If you have not done this, then especially if you are afraid speaking in front of people, in front of an audience, then there's a potential for developing unhealthy levels of apprehension. And with memorization, it can be very hard. If you are so nervous, then you probably are not going to remember what you studied, what you memorized. So keep that in mind, that the people you'll be presenting for, they want you to succeed. They want you to do well. So avoid being so apprehensive that you can't perform that task. Okay. This will provide you an opportunity to present yourself as credible. You studied, you memorized, and you did the things that you need to do. And now it's the time for you to present that. The basic things that we mentioned at beginning, I think in the first class session, in terms of public as a speaker, there are basic speaking skills that you want to make sure you aware of them in preparation for this, which means if you have an audience, you definitely need to make sure you speak loud enough. You don't speak too fast, so that it just basically make the passage confusing because the person can't really figure out what you're saying. Also, you want to practice eye contact. Obviously, if it's a memorization, you don't want to be staring at the wall instead of looking at the audience that is in front of you. Obviously, we have various media means through which we'll be presenting this. Some of you may be online using your camera. Some of you will be in the classroom. And so all those factors may affect, you know, some of those basic skills that we're talking about here. So if you are online, then you would be want you to stare in your camera so we can see that you're actually looking at us. Even if you are ignoring us completely, you're just looking at the camera, at least we'll have some insight, some idea that at least you're looking. You're trying to make eye contact, even if it's not as clearly as we could if you were face-to-face with us, okay? So the few things that I need you to, I need to look at in this chapter in about the first speech. This chapter was designed for an introductory speech, which where you would have to select a topic, and you, even though the speech itself would be shorter than other major speeches that you have to give, but it was an actual speech. It's not a memorization. So the way the material is structured in this chapter, it's different for the type of speech that we're giving as considered the first speech, which is the memorization. So what I want you to keep in mind is you are going to be projecting some kind of impressions, whether it's, oh, I can't do this, or yes, I memorized this, I know it, I'm going to do it well. You know, Aristotle talked about four elements that make up a speaker's ethos. What he means by ethos is basically the speaker's character. Okay. So he said that those four elements are competence, integrity, goodwill, and dynamism. So for competence, I'll read this description from your text for you. For competence, he said, the perception of a speaker as being well-informed, intelligent, and well-prepared. For this first speech memorization, I guess well-prepared will be the key here. So you have to start early, so that you commit that passage into memory, so you can recall it. If it's only in your short-term memory, that would be an issue. When you're ready to retrieve it, it may not be there. So make sure to start early with that. And for integrity, Osborne, the author of your text, define integrity in that context as the quality of being honest, ethical, and dependable. And then for goodwill, it said the impression that the speakers have their listeners' best interest at heart. And dynamism is the perception of a speaker as confident, decisive, and enthusiastic. Okay. So how do you project those things? How do you make a good impression based on those things? Well, to develop competence, to show competence, you have to at least practice some of those basic principles we've been talking about. Replace negative thoughts with positive thoughts. If it were something where you had to do research, then obviously you would have to project that to show that you've done sufficient research for the information you're presenting. But since this first speech doesn't involve research, it's involved memorizing a passage, so that would be different. Visualize that you're being successful. If you're visualizing that you're going to forget everything, you're not going to do it well, then that's probably what will happen. So start thinking about positive thought instead of negative thought. And if it's a passage that you really you have a background for, that you have a reason for choosing that, it means something to you, then that would be one way to show competence in terms of the thought that you put behind selecting that passage. You're just memorizing and reciting. You're not going to be giving a sermon or anything like that. So that would be less than what you would need to do in terms of interpreting the passage in itself. So competence also, you would expect your audience to be helpful and attentive, act confident, even if you do not feel confident about what you're doing. Sometimes you would be surprised at how we are our worst critiques sometimes. We are harder on ourselves than other people may be. So even if you don't feel confident, if you show confidence, then that's what the audience will see. Versus if you show lack of confidence, that you're not sure of yourself, then that's also what they will see. So whatever you show them, that's what they will see. Okay. So how to continue to make a good impression with integrity. How do you do that? Be straightforward. Show concern for impact of ideas. Understand that people are listening to you, and therefore your words may have an impact on them. In fact, especially when it comes, now I'm kind of adapting this to our context here in terms of the memorization. Presenting scripture, the impact sometimes is not even from you. It's actually the impact of the words, really. The way you present that can have an effect that you didn't even anticipate that it would have. So keep that in mind. Be honest, be willing to follow your own advice. So those are probably not applicable for what we are going to do in terms of that first speech. So integrity is really be straightforward and show concern for the impact of ideas. That would be more along the line of for that first speech as I put as the title for this section here. Showing goodwill, a simple smile sometimes can make, can break really a tense environment sometimes. So make eye contact, make sure people feel like you really want to do this. You're not being forced, even though it's for an assignment. You have really got taken an interest in doing this. Develop a liking for what you're doing. Identify with your audience members. Sometimes, since you're just reciting a passage, there's probably not a way to do this very much unless you introduce this in a way that make people, that prepare them for the memorization and the recitation of your passage. So I'm going through this a little bit fast here so that we can get to the next section here. And then finally, the way you make a good impression by being dynamic is show enthusiasm. Okay. If you are in control, people will see that, as we said earlier. Show that you have really prepared, you have studied this passage, it means something to you, and you're decisive about the presentation and so forth. And more of this will be said when we prepare to give our major speeches. I just wanted to kind of connect this a little bit more to what you have coming up instead of the way it was set up in the text. And that's why I only focus on this aspect, as I mentioned earlier in this chapter, because the other parts, they are going to be developed more in the subsequent chapters that we'll be looking at, where they talk about the seven steps, you know, to preparing a speech. We'll be covering those as we go along through the various chapters and topics that we'll be discussing. All right, so those were the four things that I want you to keep in mind in terms of showing your ethos as a speaker in this first minor speech, I would say, I call it, for which you receive a completion grade. You know, try to show competence, integrity, goodwill, and dynamism as you prepare for this. With all, having said all this, we do understand when it comes to memorization, some people have a very hard time with it. Sometimes it is because they are not in the habit of doing it. Memorizing anything to state and recite it word for word can be a major challenge for many people. Now, since I have you here, let me check with you and ask you, are you in the habit of studying passages, whether it's scripture or anything to recite? Maybe when you were in Sunday school.
Well, I didn't go to Sunday school. I was actually with catechism. I guess.
Okay.
But I, through DCC and on my own, I've actually read the entire Bible. But I have such a poor memory. Because of a head injury I suffered about 10 years ago.
Okay.
A mild brain injury. So it's really hard for me to memorize stuff, and I've tried and tried and tried, and it's difficult. It takes me a long time just to memorize passages. It's frustrating because I really, really want to memorize more than I have, but I've only been able to memorize a few. It's really difficult for me.
Okay.
So.
Well, as I said, this is really something that to give you, to kind of to warm you up. So it's not, in fact, sometimes during the memorization, if I realize that the person has it, they just miss a word or they need help moving to the next, part, you know, by just stating the final word of the last sentence to help them move on to the next. I often just volunteer to tell them what the next word is if I'm reading the passage that they're reciting. So I don't want, and that's what I said earlier about avoid developing unhealthy levels of apprehension. It's really to get us to be comfortable in a way, starting making, creating that environment, that supportive environment, so that we feel like we can do this. Mm-hmm. So just try to do your best, I would say. If you have a passage that you already know, if it's not long enough, because I need at least 3 verses. So if you have a passage that you already have 2 verses memorized, you just need to add one more to it,
yeah,
you know, to make it 3. So start early, and then it should go well.
Yeah, and I've already, that's the exact thought process I have. I keep one on my emails at all times,
mm-hmm.
on the signature, so I'll be starting with that one.
Okay. Yeah, if you want to go ahead and email, if you identify those 3 to 5 verses that you're going to do, just email them to me, and so I can at least see. I do want them to be not too long, but not too short, because it would be, I need at least, 50 to 75 words, maybe, minimum. Okay.
That's a challenge for me, but I'm going to practice like crazy.
Yeah, you'll do. I think you'll do fine.
Yeah,
we'll see. Mia, are you in the habit of memorizing, whether it's scripture, poems, whatever?
Not memorizing like word for word, but just when I teach on Sunday, I have to know kind of like the key points that I need to hit.
Mm. Okay. Well, let's look at some of the things that we can do to help with memorization. Because I know, as we said, sometimes it's not, for some people, they grew up doing it, and therefore it's not a big deal. And for others, they just have not been in the habit of doing it, and therefore it becomes very hard. And that's why I start studying scripture with my son. You know, I make him, you know, we learn it together and we do it every night. And that way it's in his long-term memory. He can do it with without too much effort. So let's look at the problem with memorization. Obviously, one of the major problem is you are memorizing somebody's word, okay? Whether it's a poem, the words are not yours, they are somebody else. They don't come from you. And when that happens, it makes it harder. If you write something, it may be easier for you to remember it when you study it and commit to memory than if it's something you took from another passage and just memorizing it. Now, you still can do it, but it takes more effort because there are all the considerations that you have to make when you are memorizing, you know, whether it's a piece of literature, a passage from scripture, or a book, whatever it is. If it's not your own word, it is harder to commit to memory, because the emotions that were behind those words are not yours, especially in poems. If you can find yourself putting yourself in the position of the author, what was happening in those places when that poem was written or when that passage was written, it identify more with it. So some of the things you can do in terms of the process is to read the words over and over again to learn them. Now, some of you may have used different strategies. Some of you, as Julie said, you can type this on your computer screen so that you see it a lot. Or you post on that area, you can very quickly glance at it. So which means it's right there and visually you can see it. Some people are visual. They have to see things to remember them. If that works for you, then go ahead and do that. Sometimes it may be you write it over and over. If you are kinesthetic, you learn by doing. So you may have to write it over and over. And as you write it, it sticks with your in your memory faster because you're doing it over and over. So those are some of the things. Repeat them over and over. Not try to do it all at once, to memorize it all at once. What I found that works for me is when I study anything, we start it piece by piece. You know, for example, if you are studying a verse, you don't try to just say the verse all at once and remember it. You say the first sentence, you get that into memory, then you add another sentence, then you add another sentence, then you add another sentence, and you try to say, you know, each time you add a little bit more. And before you know it, you're saying the whole thing because you kind of chunk it, you know, piece by piece. If I'm studying a whole chapter, I probably would have to study one verse, memorize one verse, adding the second verse, adding a third, adding until you get the whole thing memorized. So it is possible. For some people, it takes more effort than others, and I understand that. So you have to comprehend the emotion and the context of the piece, as we mentioned earlier. If you understand the context in which the passage was written, you can almost visualize you being in the author's position, in the author's place. So go through some of the techniques that you can use is really go through and underline the key elements, you know, like verbs and nouns, and try to associate appropriate enunciation to all of those terms, and that helps you to at least see how those things come together in the passage. Using pauses appropriately, which means the punctuations in anything, is actually quite helpful. So if you're studying, you know, learning one sentence, then obviously there has to be a period at the end of that sentence to make it a complete sentence. So you acknowledge that and you pause appropriately as you identify where those things are in the passage to help you make it make sense through it. This should help your expression during the actual delivery, which means you'll know when to pause, taking a longer pause, which will help with the rhythm of the passage as you recite it. Because if you don't pay attention to this punctuation, everything will kind of blend together, then it will be hard for someone to understand your recitation. So this is some of the things that you may need to keep in mind. So you have to become the owner of the piece yourself and believe what you're saying. It's almost like when you recite a poem, you're doing all the gestures, you're doing, you're actually owning it and acting like I wrote this when you actually didn't, but you taking and putting on the emotions behind it. Ask yourself, do I really believe what I'm saying here? Because if you do, then the audience will also feel the passion and that you are communicating, that you are transferring to them. So keep that in mind in terms of some of the steps that you can take. I think it was last semester when I had a student who said what she did, she wrote the passage that she was going to recite on the wall in her office. And so she gets to see it every day, even while at work, she can look at it. And that actually created another opportunity. People started asking her question about the passage, and that created an opportunity for her to witness to coworkers who are asking questions. So, when you do that, it becomes really the passion for you to learn it, to get it to memory, becomes stronger because you feel like, hey, people are interested in this. They're asking me questions, therefore let me do this, and maybe you can even use them as as a practice audience if necessary, if needed. So anyway, those are just some suggestions that can be used in this situation. All right, so finally, once you've gone through the process, you finally have to deliver it, to the audience. You have to believe it as much as you do. The audience will believe it as much as you do if you deliver it the way you practice. As I mentioned, this is not something that I want you to lose sleep over. I don't mean this to be really daunting task for anyone. I do understand the possibility that's why it takes some time to really explain some of this. because I don't want you to feel, oh my gosh, I can't memorize for my life, and I'm going to have to do this, you know, I'm going to fail this assignment and so forth. So that's not the point here. Is I do want you to put a good effort. If you try, at least I will acknowledge that. So the key here is, if you can stand before an audience and not worry if you're going to remember what you are saying, then you will have conquered the process and the audience will have a chance to believe what you're saying. So really is take a stab at it. Those of you who are going to be live with me, I'll be as easy as I can be, even helping you along the way if you miss a word. So that's why I'm asking you to send me your passage so that I can take a look at it and also know what version you're going to be reciting it from. Because if I'm going to be reading along as you're reciting, so I can give you, kind of help you out if I need to, then I need to have the version and so forth and know exactly what passage you'll be reciting. So again, for some of you, I may be making a bigger deal about this than it really is. For some of you, because you've been doing this a lot, so you have no problems. But I want to be cognizant of the others who may have difficulties with this, and I understand. So all I'm asking you is to try it out. And for those of you who will be reciting in front of an audience other than the classroom audience, then you definitely need to make sure you don't let unhealthy level of apprehension really stop you from doing this. So you will be reporting it on this yourself. So you'll tell me how the experience went, whether you accomplished it or not. If you tried, you probably will still get the grade. It's not going to be the same for all the other main presentations that you're going to give, but at least for those first few, the impromptu, this memorization, and then there'll be a reading assignment also, scripture reading. Those are things to warm us up really for this. So don't worry too much about that. I think this is all I had for tonight. So I will look to see you next week with your passage ready to recite and give you some feedback about how things went. Hopefully there will be no problem with that. So Mia, did you have any questions for me?
No, I'm okay.
You're good?
Yep.
All right, so if you would remember to just email me the passage that you've selected, same for you, Julie, so that we can start memorizing and get ready for next week. And I'm hoping that both of you will be live with me and others. I think I saw a note from Anthony that he couldn't join us tonight, so hopefully maybe next week he will join us live as he did last week. So. And maybe other people will decide to come live to do it if they couldn't find another audience. So that would be up to them. All right, Julie, you had a question?
No, I just want to say have a blessed evening, and I will see you next week.
All right, you do too. Thank you for being with me tonight, and hopefully we'll see you again next week.
You will, for sure.
All right, very good. Have a good night. Good night, Mia.
Bye, good night.